The Meg Mile being reimagined, it's something we hear a lot about. This story caught a lot of people's attention because it finally sort of helped us conceptualize the kinds of things they may be doing on Michigan Avenue as it moves from bricks and mortar retail style stuff to more experiential. After saying goodbye to Macy's, Crate and Barrel and The Gap, the Meg Mile might soon say hello to King Tut, Harry Potter, and Dr. Seuss. Right now, a herd of entertainment concepts are scouting North Michigan Avenue and the area for space, bringing with them the promise of a new phase in the evolution of the storied but struggling shopping strip. So instead of peddling clothes and jewelry and electronics, this is more about what they're calling ticketed experiences or unique experiences that you really can't find in other places. As they try to reimagine the kinds of things that will bring folks downtown in this environment, Kimberly Bears is the president and CEO of the Meg Mile Association. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing today?
Hi, Anna. I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
I saw this. I think a lot of us are trying to wrap our brains around this. When we've opened up the phone lines on this kind of thing before, so many good ideas come forward. Mm-hmm. People saying, hey, I'd love to see a blues or jazz museum. I'd love to see performances or bring things out onto the streets. And I know you folks and some of the business minds and community minds across the city, you've been working on these kinds of ideas for some time.
We have. It's not something that's done quickly or easily. These kinds of things take time, and we're starting to see the results, the fruits of our efforts.
And what do you think when we see these headlines about a Dr. Seuss exhibit, a King Tut exhibit, Harry Potter? This sounds kind of exciting to me. You don't hear of those things happening everywhere. Is that part of the solution?
It's part of the solution. You talked in your intro about unique experiences, and that's what we would say we do best here on Michigan Avenue. The Meg Mile is known for offering the best of what Chicago has to offer right here downtown, and these kinds of unique experiences are what will draw people from states around Chicago, states around Illinois, and from the coasts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you can't get to the Banksy show that just opened, mm-hmm. that's a very unique experience, and that's in our district. It just opened. We know that that's going to draw a lot of people. We had the immersive Van Gogh. We had the Friends experience. Absolutely unique experiences that sold out. So these kinds of, as you put it, these ticketed experiential draws are very alluring. They really work.
Yeah, I can see that. And I wonder, because it used to be all about shopping, but it's no secret that major shopping districts all across the country, if not the world, are seeing that the decline in retail shopping and bricks and mortar style stuff as we do a lot of our shopping online. Maybe the pandemic accelerated some of that. I wonder, what is the situation right now with retail on Michigan Avenue? What are you looking at?
Well, we're facing some of the same issues that you just mentioned across the country, across the world. There's nothing like a pandemic to shift how people shop, and that was true for retail. It was true for every kind of shopping. I was joking today saying, I never thought that a purchase at a Staples store would be an act of protest against online shopping. So any purchase in even a big box retailer now is almost pushing against the grain. That's not to say that in-person shopping is dead by any stretch of the imagination. Going back to that unique experience, we're seeing some of the retailers on the avenue do exceptionally well. So when they have an experience that is personalized, an experience that, again, cannot be replicated, duplicated anywhere else, those retailers seem to thrive.
Speaking of thriving retailers, there was a bit of a hullabaloo, I'm sure you noticed, when Target was scouting out a potential location there at Water Tower. We take partial responsibility for that here at GN Radio, because Maria Pappas came on the show and she mentioned, I don't want it there. And there was such a debate about what belongs there. And I think that just speaks to the emotion that this is the face of our city, to tourism, and to many people when they think of Chicago. That's one of the things they think about, Michigan Avenue and what belongs belongs there and what doesn't. And I wonder, would you describe in the future what the mix might look like for us? What kinds of things might be involved as you reimagine what Michigan Avenue looks like?
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about a mix, Anna, and that's exactly right. Our district is a mix, a mélange of various users and uses. We've got, of course, retail, which we're known for the world over. But we've got two-thirds of all downtown hotel rooms in our district, 24,000 hotel rooms here. We've got some of the finest dining. We've got attractions and experiences already. We have the MCA. We have 360. We've got the Riverwalk. And the list goes on and on. Not to mention office users. There's a lot of commercial office here in our district, and you can't talk about our district without talking about the 110,000 residents that live here. And I do think that's why people felt very strongly about Target or Target, and them possibly locating at Water Tower. We have 110,000 residents that call this district home. And who doesn't want or need a Target when they run out of toothpaste, or when they need to get run and get some quick things, and we have Targets in the district. So what we talk about is making sure that we have the right mix for the people who live here and the people who come to visit.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Two-thirds of all hotel rooms in the city, it's the office space, the residence, there's a lot going on there. What does it mean in terms of dollars for the city, in terms of tax revenue, property tax, retail tax? What are we looking at there, roughly?
Well, I don't have the numbers at hand. I wish I did. But we do have the numbers, and I can tell you that our district... here's a little factoid. Our district is 1.15% of the land mass of the city of Chicago. We have almost a fifth of all of the city's jobs here. We employ almost 240,000 people in our district. Almost 60% of them are Chicagoans. So you don't have to do a whole lot of work to realize that the money that is spent here is going back into the pockets of Chicagoans and supporting families across the city from all 50 wards.
Mm-hmm. Address for us, if you will, Kimberly, one of the other things we hear is that it's not just what you put there, it's how safe you make it in terms of Michigan Avenue. And when we talked about this yesterday on the show, that did come up, the issue and the perception that it's just not that safe to go there. Why not go somewhere else? And I know that that's an issue we've talked with Alderman Brendan Riley about, Hopkins, too. Both of them have, kind of overlap in that general area. And they're trying to address it. They're trying, they hear those concerns. And I wonder what you can tell us about that.
Well, Alderman Riley, I listened to your conversation with him yesterday, and he's a much better person to talk with about citywide security issues. I can say that the 18th district here, our Chicago Police District, which is the 18th, and part of the 1st, that's where our district is, they are phenomenal to work with. We've seen them adjust their strategies, make changes. We have a great working relationship with them. And talking about these different retailers and experiential draws is going to bring more people to the avenue. Mm-hmm. We talk about safety as if having all of the security in the world is going to make a place safe. No, it kind of makes it like a demilitarized zone. I mean, you could have the safest, most well-lit space in the world. But if it's not inviting, if there aren't fun things to do, nobody will go there. So that's why the balance of course, we want to make sure that that we've got the security and the police and all of those kinds of city services that we need. We want to make sure that we have them in the district so that people are safe. But
yeah,
we also have to make it fun for people to come to.
That's absolutely right. And unique experiences seem like one sure way to do that. And as you point out, it's interesting because it isn't just, okay, I'm going to go down and go to the Dr. Seuss thing and bring the family, but then you stay downtown. There's energy mm-hmm. downtown. You maybe stay at a hotel, you go to the restaurants, and it becomes a real big deal for the city to have that kind of energy and dollars also floating around, I would think.
Absolutely.
Anybody want to, if anybody's got ideas, and I got to tell you, our listeners had a ton, and they, a lot of people have ideas about what they'd like to see there. Are there any sorts of ways to pass those along, be part of a public forum as you meet and talk about this for the future?
Sure. I mean, we'd love to get those ideas if they're coming into you at the station. Send them over. We have a great relationship with your folks, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
They can always come see us in person. We are, I don't know if you were able to be there on Sunday, but we had our first of three Sunday spectacles just this past Sunday.
I heard it was mm-hmm. huge. It was great.
It was. It was phenomenal, phenomenal. Just great, great support. We had a few thousand people come around. We had Tai Chi. We had silent disco yoga. We had five antique cars, including the Peninsula Hotel Packard, the 1946 Packard from the Peninsula Hotel here in Chicago. It was just unbelievable. And we've got two more of those coming up mm-hmm. in September and October, so people can find information at our website, themagnificentmile.com. And if you want to get married on the mile, you know, these once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, September 26th, you and your loved one could get married on the mile. We just opened this up not even 24 hours ago, Anna. We've already had a dozen people throw their hat in the ring
yeah.
to get married on the mile. Yeah,
I bet, because there are a lot of people who had to postpone weddings, and now they're
mm-hmm.
they're sort of happening again. And
right,
that's
right.
an awesome thing to do. Okay, so give us
yeah.
the website one more time, Kimberly, all the stuff that's going on, and if people want to find out about that, the other events happening these next couple of months, that'd be cool
yes.
to check out too.
Yep, you can always find us at themagnificentmile.com.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Have a good one.
Kimberly Bear is there. She's the president and CEO of the Magnificent Mile Association.